That's our ring time for Longman Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Well, Lum's policy of trying to keep his identity a secret in his position as political boss threw a monkey wrench into his political machine right off the bat. Abner, the new Broom Party candidate for mayor, was not allowed to tell Squire Skimp who was managing his campaign. So the squire, deciding that Abner would certainly need a manager, eagerly took over the job himself. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, folks, with the raw winds of February howling around us, there's no denying that the cold-catching season is still with us, and you'll be lucky to escape a cold. Now, your doctor will tell you this is sound advice.
Do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.
Yes, at the first sign of a cold, the first thing you want is relief from the headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. And that's where Alka-Seltzer's easy ABC cold comfort treatment comes in. You see,
A,
Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package.
B,
be wise. Get plenty of rest, watch your diet, avoid exposure, and stay out of draft.
C,
comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for the raw, raspy throat which so often goes with a cold. It's so soothing. So get a large economical package from your drugstore. Then you'll be ready to follow the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. And when you're catching cold, remember,
do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Boss Lum in the Jotham Down store giving some emphatic instructions to candidate Abner.
Well, I don't know how you're going to do it, but just see that it gets done.
Well, law me, Lum, I don't know how to get Cheddar Squire. Seems to me like if he was nice enough to say he'd be my campaign manager, I ought to let him do it.
How many times do I have to tell you you've done got a campaign manager? Me. You can't have two of them.
Can't, huh?
Well, no, they just get everything mixed up.
Oh.
I don't see why you ever let Squire talk you into this in the first place.
I never let him. He just done it. What could I do? You told me I wasn't supposed to say anything about you handling my campaign.
Yeah, I know I did,
you
but
said
I thought
you wanted to stay in the background, be the mystery man. Silent Lum Edwards, that's what you said.
Well, Abner, listen.
So when Squire asked me if I had a manager, all I could do was say no.
Well, look, Abner, either you get Cheddar Squire as your manager, or I'm going to sweep you clean out of the new Broom Party.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, don't do that. Now.
All right, then. Do what I say.
All right.
I can't have him interfering with all my plans.
All right.
If I'm going to be the political boss and clean up this town, I've got to run things my own way. That's all there are to it.
All right.
Get on the phone right now and tell Squire he's all done.
Well, what'll I tell him if he asks me who is going to be my manager?
Well, tell him the big wheel is.
Well, I... The what?
The big wheel.
What in the world is that?
That's me.
You?
Yes, sir. That's the name I've studied up for myself when I'm being the political boss.
Well?
That's the only name anybody will ever know me by.
Well, where in the world did you ever get a name like you? You've been reading too many of them comic books, Lum.
No, I don't. You don't think of a big wheel as being the main part of a machine, the part that runs it, and that's me.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I'm the one that's going to run this machine.
Machine? Hey, you got yourself a sewing machine?
No, of course not.
Well, what kind of a machine is this that you're going to run then?
A political machine.
What's that? One of them electric machines where you vote by pressing a button like we seen in the newsreels one time?
No, that's a voting machine.
Yeah.
A political machine is an organization like I'm building up to put different fellas in office and control things in general.
Oh, general, huh?
Fact is, I got one of my future henchmen coming over today.
Henchmen?
Yeah. That's what us political bosses call the fellas we have working for us. Ward heels and all that.
Huh?
Get on the phone now and call Squire.
Yeah, well, now, Lum.
No, the big wheel has spoken. Spoke.
Huh?
Hurry up. Do like I say.
Well, all right, I'll call.
There. I want Squire Skimp in my organization. I'll let him know. Or that is, the big wheel will let him know.
Of course, you know, Lum, that Squire has some pretty good ideas about political campaigns and all that.
Yeah, not half as good as the big wheel gets, though.
Well, I still say he gets that one. Hello? Is that you, Squire? This is Abner. Yeah, yeah, the mayor.
Don't tell him now.
Yeah, well, say, Squire, what I'm calling you for is to... Huh? Oh! Yeah, that does sound like a good idea. Yes, sir.
Abner, don't listen to his idea.
Oh, yeah, that ought to get me a big batch of oats, Squire.
Tell him you're getting shut of it.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
Well, say, Squire, what I wanted to say was that... Huh?
You're just getting in deeper all the time.
Well, I don't know about that now, Squire.
Hurry up, Abner.
Well, sure, I can ask him, I reckon. Just a minute. Hey, Paul.
Now, what is it?
Do you want to run for office, too?
Me?
Yeah, Squire said he figured he might be able to get you in as park superintendent or something.
Lenny, don't he know he's talking about the big wheel?
I don't believe he does.
That's an inner soul.
Well, what you want to tell him he's waiting for?
Abner, you know better than to ask me such a question as that. Now, get back on the phone there and get done talking to him.
Well, all right. Hello, Squire. I guess you better hold up on that deal. Yeah, that's it. He wants to think it over, I think.
That ain't what I said. I done thought it over.
Yeah, well, sure. I reckon he can handle the job all right, Squire.
Abner, if you don't hang up, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head.
Say, Squire, I guess I've got to hang up. I've got up some business to take care of here. Yeah, all right, Squire. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hang up, Abner.
All right.
Gotta have more respect for the big wheel. That's all they are to it.
Well, Lum, it ain't my fault. Squire just asked me.
Wait a minute. You never told him you was getting shut of him as your manager.
Well, you told me to hang up.
Well, don't listen to everything I say. Do your own thinking once in a while. Now, get back on the phone there and do like I say.
Oh,
wait a minute. Don't do it now. Never mind. There comes Cedric. Dad, he's early.
Early? Were you expecting him?
Yeah, he's the henchman I was telling you about.
Cedric?
Or that is, he's going to be one of them after I interview him.
Oh.
He wasn't supposed to get here yet, though. I ain't got time to put on my mask now.
Your mask?
Yeah, don't you know? That's how I'm going to keep my henchmen from knowing who the big wheel is. I know what I can do, though.
What? Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Hello, Mr. Long.
How are you today, Cedric?
How's the waffle business, Cedric?
Mom?
You said the other day that you and Gomer Bates are putting up a waffle shop in one corner of your papa's blacksmith building.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Going good. Selling lots of them. Yeah.
Must have a lot of customers.
Yeah. No, ma'am. Just papa.
Well, me, your papa like waffles that well?
Oh, he ain't eating them. He's using them to shoe horses with.
Huh?
He says they're awful good in this slippery weather. Got a good tread on them.
Does he nail them on or stick them on with the syrup, Sandy?
I ain't for sure, but I'll tell him about that syrup idea.
Yeah.
He said he's having trouble getting the nails through him.
Well.
Whereabouts is Mr. Wheeler?
Huh?
A feller by the name of Mr. Wheeler or something like that called me up and said I was supposed to meet him here at the Jot 'em Down store.
Call me? I don't know no Mr. Wheeler, Cedric.
Wait a minute. That was the big wheel that called you, Cedric.
Oh.
Well?
The big wheel. That's a famous political boss. He's back in the feed room, I think.
Oh, well, I'll go back there.
No, you wait here with Abner till I call you. I'll go tell him you're here. Yeah, you bring Cedric back in a minute, Abner.
Yeah, all right.
Who is this Mr. Boogle, anyway?
Why, he's just what Rome told you, Cedric. A political boss. Wears a mask, I think.
Mask? Yeah. Like the Lone Ranger?
Yeah, sort of.
Maybe I ought to run home and get my bread wrappers. I've been saving up.
Well, Cedric, he ain't really the Lone Ranger.
All right, Abner.
Uh-oh, he's ready. Come on, Cedric, come on.
Yes, Mom. Reckon what he wants to see me about.
Well, you can find out. You go right ahead right through the door there, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Go on, don't be scared. Yeah, see, that's him with the mask on there.
Who is this young feller, Mr. Peabody?
Well, you know Cedric. Excuse me, I forgot you, the big wheel.
So this is Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Well, don't try to get in his lap. He ain't Santa Claus, Henry.
Well, I'm proud to meet up with you. I'm the big wheel.
Yes, Mom.
I'm looking for some good, faithful henchman to work for the new broom party.
Oh, he's scared.
Your name was brung up to me as a fellow we might put dependence in.
Who brung his name up?
I'll have to ask you to hedge up, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now then, Cedric, I'm going to ask you a few questions first.
Don't shake that away, Cedric.
Yes.
Well, just stand now. Don't
you
start bubbling up there and crying now. Cedric, now, here, ain't nothing to be scared here. I'll take that.
Hold my hand, Mr. Abbott.
All right.
Hold my hand.
Do you believe in good, clean giver men? Do you believe in democracy? Do you believe in the platform and the new broom party?
Mom.
Good, you're in.
Oh.
Now appoint you a head ward healer.
Ward healer?
For your district. That'll be over there around your papa's blacksmith shop. Reckon you can handle that all right?
Well, but the only way I know of getting shut of warts is to take a dime and rub it on each wart. And
no, that ain't the way, Cedric. You take a dish rag and tie a knot in it for every wart you got, and in a full of the moon, you dig a little hole in the ground.
Wait a minute. I said ward healer.
Uh-huh.
That's a political job. It means handling out cigars along about election time and all that.
Well, I never heard of doing that away before. We all are taking a
Mr.
dish rag.
Mr. Peabody, please.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, Cedric, you can go now. I'll let you know when I call the first meeting of the machine. That's all for now.
Yes,
come on, Cedric. Now, right out through there. So long. See you later, Cedric. Poor little
fella. Still in the day. I sure made a big impression on him, didn't I?
You sure did.
Yeah, big his eyes got every time he looked at
him. He just might not look scared from the death.
How do I look in this mask?
Better.
Yeah, I thought it gets kind of hot with it on. It's on the trouble.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't take it off, Sam. It's coming back.
Oh, for goodness sake, Reagan, what do you want now?
I don't know. Don't tell him.
Say,
what is it, Cedric?
If I'm a wart healer man, do I get to wear a mask like you're wearing, Mr. Lone?
Well, I don't know, but I'll bet that's the end of the secret identity of the Big Wheel. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, sometimes, friends, luxurious, peaceful sleep leaves us, and we find ourselves tossing and turning all night. Well, when an occasional restless, sleepless night comes your way, remember Miles Nervine. Now, Miles Nervine is a mild but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves, which so often cause wakeful nights. It's been making good for over 60 years. Use it next time you're jittery and cranky from sleeplessness. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents or liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. It's a quality product. Caution, use only as directed. So see your druggist today. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine.